The Christmas Eve Time Traveler. He scurried into the book loft, barely escaping the 1940s time machine he had invented to transport himself to this specific spot. He wore a long gray overcoat, and a gray suit, and a gray vest, and a gray striped tie, and atop all this was a Bogart gray hat, just like my father used to wear in the 1940s. Only the difference between this gray hat and the kind of gray hats we see in modern movies is striking. This gray hat, worn by this time traveler, exactly matched his body, his head size, his gait. It had been lovingly selected in a department store many years ago, with the help of a sales clerk whose job it was to make sure no man purchased a hat that did not look exactly right for him. The size had to be right. The tilt had to be right. The shade had to be right. The social class to which the man belonged had to match the hat's social class and price. Thus, this hat looked right for this man and this man only. The slender, hunched time traveler came in out of the Christmas Eve cold and spoke hesitatingly and clearly and politely, the way your family taught you to speak at the nightly dinner table back in those days before television and video and computer games sucked the family dinner conversation tradition right out of several generations of families. The time traveler had heard that I might actually know who Willie and Joe were. You know, Willie and Joe, the GIs who were featured weekly in single-panel cartoons by Bill Malden, the guys who gave us folks back home during World War II some idea of what it was like to be in a muddy foxhole with a green second lieutenant in charge of your very life, the guys who showed us how to laugh in the very worst of circumstances. He was right, of course. I did know who Willie and Joe were, and I always carry copies of their book in the shop. Up Front, by Bill Malden, was the first adult cartoon book I'd ever seen when my uncles brought copies of it back home from the war. Even as a 4-year-old, I enjoyed seeing the cartoons. And later on, when I could read the accompanying words, I wasn't at all surprised, since Malden had drawn characters and situations so clearly that you hardly needed to read the captions to know what was going on. The time traveler was excited and grateful, and he pulled out an old leather wallet with a large rubber band around it, extracted $20 from it, carefully replaced the band, and asked me to place the book inside a snapped satchel that hung from his cane. I never saw more than one arm darting from inside his overcoat, and I suspect that he had but one. The Christmas Eve time traveler tipped his hat and disappeared into the gray street that matched his gray outfit, got into his time machine, and went back to those days when he knew why he was fighting and who he was fighting, when he knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that his enemy was worthy of defeat. I worried about this frail specter for a while, since the streets of Birmingham are not always friendly toward gossamer figures with canes bearing the post-war years upon their hunched backs. But I like to think that the time traveler is sitting safely in a nice old armchair near a warm fire this chilly Christmas Eve, reading about Willie and Joe and remembering a few chuckles he and his buddies shared so many years ago.